Denny Morrison, the pride of Fort St. John, getting ready for next week's World Cup speed skating events in Harbin, China. And he's doing so after a nearly two-year struggle to return from a broken leg and a stroke. The 31-year-old Fort St. John athlete already has four Olympic medals to his name, but his unfinished business in the individual competition is pushing him towards Korea and the 2018 Winter Olympics. I had a chance to speak with him earlier.
Good morning. How are you, Caroline?
Good. Denny, the last time you competed in World Cup long track speed skating, it's about 20 months ago, I think, and since then, a lot has happened. A motorcycle accident in 2015, a stroke earlier this year. How are you feeling?
Feeling pretty good right now. Things continue to improve, and overall really good. Like you say, there's been some huge setbacks, the motorcycle accident, which I broke my femur, so having a broken leg isn't ideal as a speed skater. And then about almost a year after the motorcycle accident, I had a stroke, and that has been sort of related to the motorcycle accident, because in the accident, I kind of flew up in the air and then landed on my face and chest, sort of, and kind of reached on my neck. And so they think that damaged the artery in my neck, which over time, sort of trying to repair itself, created a clot and sent that clot to my brain and caused an ischemic stroke. So
that must have been terrifying.
Yeah, it was certainly not ideal by any means. But I don't know. After the motorcycle accident, in the hospital, I told my mom and my girlfriend at the time, this is the biggest setback I've ever had to deal with. But I'm still going to go to Korea, and fought my way back from that and a broken leg and did a full year of rehab basically, and actually competed at the end of the season, because it's sort of difficult to explain, but the previous season before the motorcycle accident, I had just been World Cup overall champion. Mm-hmm. And it was only about a month after that I got the motorcycle accident. And so I basically did rehab for 10 or 11 months, to the point that I actually was capable of racing in the 2016 season last year, just at the very last competition of the year, and it went decent, And after that, I decided I needed to get a bunch more aerobic training in, so my girlfriend and I decided to bike the Arizona Trail, which is 800-mile trail from the Mexico border all the way north to the Utah border. And that took us 25 days, and every day was a challenge in itself with flat tires and broken chains and broken bikes and equipment. And we fought through, right? And this this bike ride, the reason I bring it up is because it was a challenge after challenge daily, if not hourly, in itself. And this bike ride was sort of symbolically to me supposed to be a landmark, a milestone of I'm recovered. Like, if I can do this bike ride and my knee can handle it and my broken leg can handle it and, the punctured lung that I had and everything else that I had from the motorcycle accident can handle it, then this is a stepping stone into the next upcoming season, which will be my preparation for the Korean Olympics.
So much determination, Denny, with all of these setbacks, even this bike trip, what drives you?
I think there's something about overcoming the challenge itself that drives me, I guess. I don't know. I've been described as a determined person since I was a kid. It's hard to know for sure, but I guess as far as speed skating goes, I've done well in my career over the years. I've had some Olympic medals and some world championship titles to my career. And so these setbacks, I've had small setbacks in my career with a broken fibula in my leg and a separated shoulder and things like that that set me back for 6 weeks or 2 months. But it was sort of like when these things happened, I was like, well, this is a new challenge. Let's take it by the reins and see how far I can get back.
Mm-hmm. It's a lot of emotions.
Yeah, it's been a pretty wild emotional roller coaster for me, and I think for my girlfriend, and I think for my family. The emotional aspect of it is something that I guess I didn't necessarily expect when I was in the hospital, when I made these decisions to overcome these setbacks.
So how will you know that you're successful, or what will success look like at this competition that's coming up?
Qualifying for these upcoming competitions has actually already been a huge success for me. And so I'm just looking forward to getting on the World Cup circuit, getting some experience back at the top level. I don't know, I don't want to put out too many expectations for myself, but I think it's possible that the Team Pursuit team that I'm a part of, we could certainly get on the podium. My individual races, if I can qualify for the A group, which is the top 20 guys in the world, that'll be a huge success for me. I'll have to start in the B group, which is the next 20, sometimes the next 40 guys. So I have to fight my way out of the B group by being in the top five in the B group to qualify to move myself up into the A group. And that's sort of my goal for these Fall World Cups. Getting on the podium would be, I guess, would just be a goal achieved that would be beyond what, beyond the expectations of what I would have said even 2 weeks ago.
Well, I think you're incredibly brave and a real inspiration. Denny, good luck in the upcoming competitions, and we're going to be rooting for you here on Daybreak.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it. Nice talking to you.
Thanks, Denny. Bye-bye.